And WBAI New York. I'm Chris Bangert Drowns. Thanks for listening.
Good afternoon. This is the Shai Rana Show with your host Zain Al Amin. This is a show that focuses on Arab culture and politics, and it airs every Wednesday for 1 hour at WPFWFM.org and WBAI-FM.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Zain Al Amin with the Shai Unana Show. And today I'm going to be sharing with you something from the Dig podcast, and specifically an interview with Kianga, Dr. Kianga Taylor, who I had shared many demonstrations and activities with back in the day. Before she became honored and respected scholar who's been doing an amazing job breaking down the reasons why, for example, the Democratic Party lost this past elections, and it's such level-headed analysis, and it's remarkable how many of the analysts or the commentators have missed in assessing this, in doing an autopsy on this election, have missed the biggest factor, which is that it's the economy, dummy, and the fact that bread and butter issues were mentioned only in passing by Kamala Harris when it was the major issue. And I say this because I'm really disappointed in people, especially people of color, that were so set on having an African-American president, a black president, that is actually a cop, a prosecutor, and a reactionary, and a warmonger. They were so set on her winning that they're now scapegoating people who are Arab and pro-Palestinian, two, Latino men, three, black men. They're scapegoating them as the primary reason why Harris lost. There is no responsibility being placed on somebody that ignored the economic issues, that insulted the Arab community and Muslim community and told them to shut up, and had ignored issues that lie at the heart of immigration. And instead of dismantling what Trump had built, they had sustained what's happening. The people in cages are still in cages. The people at the border are still at the border. And even abandoned things like trans rights, where Harris, when confronted by a reporter, gave a minced answer about it, not really saying, no, I support trans rights. And she said, look at the law. Of course, a cop and a prosecutor is going to say that. So that's what we get in the wake of the 2020 uprising for Black Lives Matter. We see how fully enacted are the policies of the Democratic Party, that basically the party that is known as the graveyard of movements. And they had buried Black Lives Matter, and the next thing you know, Eric Adams was the mayor, and he flooded the streets with cops, rolling back everything that was gained on Black Lives Matter. And then you have this prosecutor being put as a candidate, and a cop in essence, put as a candidate for the president after they buried Black Lives Matter. That's what the Democratic Party is good at, is burying movements, co-opting movements, dissipating movements. And calling wolf every time, lesser evilism, that downward spiral that sends us to hell, basically. One builds on the other. Each party builds on the other. It's not one. There, you know, right now, Trump is basically feeling the pressure to outdo the brutality of the Democratic Party so he can distinguish themselves from it. So the Democratic Party always sets the baseline for brutality, the baseline for what's acceptable in terms of murder and mayhem and robbery. And then the Republican Party exceeds it, and then the Democratic Party says, we're just as tough. We're going to build the most lethal, as Harris put it, the most lethal military in the world, as if it's not the most lethal, as if it's not a military that can actually, with its nuclear arsenal, blow away the world several times over, not one time, but several times over. What kind of psychopath says that at that moment with 800 bases all around us? And what is happening is that there, Israel is being given, allowed to kill journalists, allowed to kill children in Lebanon, in Palestine, and allowed to kill medical doctors. The recent incident with doctors coming back to England and reporting on how they hit hospitals and they shoot children with drones that were in the streets, and the doctor, the English doctor that was providing testimony, couldn't finish his sentences because he was so impacted by what he saw. This is somebody that has been in war zones before, and yet what he saw in Gaza exceeded everything that he ever imagined. The brutality of this government is first and most responsible. I'm not satisfied with Biden and Harris losing. I need them to be jailed. If there was a just world in this life, that all three of them, Biden, Harris, and Trump, would be in jail. But instead, these three, these triplets, these evil triplets, have really set fire to all international law. International law means nothing to them. And if anybody in the world believed that there is international law, they've defied every international law possible. The killing of medical staff, the killing of journalists, the killing of civilians, the killing of innocent children and women. And the largest, by the way, group of civilians killed by the US bombs in Gaza are in the range from age 5 to age 9. So live with that, you people that are saying we're going to Starbucks, we're gonna show you. I hope that Trump paves over Gaza. You know, obviously Biden and Harris have paved over your humanity, if you're saying that. And by the way, my community and the community we've built over the last year of pro-Palestinian activists that are active is fully intact. Those aren't the people that are saying that. And it's a multiracial community of Black and white and Latino and Arab and Muslim and Christian and Jew and atheist. That community, my community, is perfectly intact. Thank you very much. And we know that those of you who are saying, I hope now that the Palestinians, you'll see what Trump is going to do, and wishing the worst on us. I know you were never involved. You're not fooling anybody. But we, the community we built over the last year, we are the most prepared to fight both Trump and Harris and Biden and the US government. We are the ones that are prepared for the 4 years that are to come, that are going to be full of assaults and attacks. You were nothing. You were a liability to the movement to start with, and good riddance. So that's what I would say to these people that are seeking revenge against us, these liberals that are saying we're to blame. Blame the economics, blame the fact that bread and butter issues were never talked about, that instead the Democratic Party was reaching across, too busy reaching across the aisle to reach for its own base. That's the reality of it all. And to reach for all of us that are registered Democrats. And then they expect us to support them. And then they blame us at the end. Secondly, there's the Amsterdam riots by Zionist hooligans shows you like a glimpse of the future. Israel is the most hated nation in the world because they basically televised, you know, the genocide will be televised, basically. The genocide was televised by Israeli soldiers that were bragging about who they killed, the number of children they killed, the women they killed, bragging about the schools they destroyed. And it's the most hated nation in the world. You're not going to unring that bell, as Saul Williams said. You're not going to unring that bell. And we're seeing that in Amsterdam. It manifested itself in Amsterdam, where these hooligans ran without any confrontation from the Danish police. They ran through and destroyed property, tore down Palestinian flags, and sang genocidal songs that the schools in Gaza will not be opening because all the children are dead. They were celebrating such things. They were acting to the T as Nazis, and they are Nazis. These hooligans